The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London. An interesting warning from the father of one of the victims of this London Bridge terror attack. Adam.
Yes, morning. Yeah, the two victims, Saskia Jones and Jack Merritt, and the father of Jack Merritt, called David, has basically accused the Prime Minister and the Home Secretary, so Boris Johnson and Priti Patel, of, as he put it, attempting to make political gain from people's deaths. David Merritt urged some media outlets also not to use the incident to promote what he called vile propaganda. So he's just detected that there have been some notes along the lines of coming out of the London Bridge attacks. But do you know what? His wounds are going to be red raw at the moment, aren't they, of course?
Today
we had vigils and tributes.
People are saying, Adam, aren't they, how the hell was this bloke walking the streets? That's what they're saying.
Yeah, exactly. And even if he had been rehabilitated, et cetera, were there all the right checks in place? And the fact is that he may have just fooled everyone and made all the right noises, and they thought that he was going to be a member of society again, and then look what he did.
Absolutely. What's your polluted whale?
Yeah, they've carried out an autopsy on a sperm whale which died after becoming stranded on the Isle of Harris. Now, the thing is, we're talking about an area of the Atlantic Ocean of Scotland that is relatively clear and unpopulated and unpolluted, but basically they cut open this sperm whale which had died, and inside they found this 100-kilo ball of rubbish, so 220-odd pounds of compacted mass of fishing nets, rope, packing straps, bags, and plastic cups. And it's one of those things that we've seen so many stories about plastic pollution, and the latest stats show that, again, talking about this unpolluted part of the Atlantic, 930 whales and dolphins have been stranded in the waters of Scotland last year. That's a quadruple the number of a decade ago. There's too much stuff out there.
Apparently. Anyway, good story, just to give us this dream come true.
Yes, I mean, it won't ultimately be that happy because it's a terminally ill man, but he's had his final wish granted by Disney. But thanks to actually Luke Skywalker, Mark Hamill helped along the way. He did a retweet. But anyway, this unidentified man is in a hospice, bless him, in the town of Waterlooville in Hampshire. Before he dies, he wanted to see the last Star Wars film, which I don't believe is released for another 3 or 4 weeks. But Disney stepped in and they allowed this dad and his young son to watch Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker at a special secret screening in the hospice. Mobile phones confiscated, everyone's sworn to secrecy, and, you know, whatever force is out there, may it be with this guy.
Absolutely. That's a beautiful story and beautifully told. Thank you, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.